Hi, I'm Louise Poole and this is the Rainbow Briefing for Thursday the 15th of January, your daily LGBTQIA+ news catch-up, recorded and produced on Yugambeh and Yuggera land. New hate speech laws are being rushed through Parliament this week and LGBTQIA+ Australians have been left out. The draft Combating Anti-Semitism, Hate and Extremism Bill was released on Tuesday, with public submissions due by Thursday afternoon. That's 3 days for a consultation on a 144-page bill. The legislation was drafted in response to the Bondi terror attack last month. It creates new offences for promoting and inciting hatred, but only based on race, colour or national or ethnic origin. LGBTQIA+ people aren't covered. Equality Australia is amongst those pushing back. Legal Director Heather Corkhill said hatred in any form, whether racial, religious or targeting LGBTIQ people or people with a disability, has no place in our society. The government should be stopping all hate before it turns violent, she said, not creating tiers of protection. LGBTQIA+ and Jewish community group Aleph Melbourne agrees. Spokesperson Michael Barnett says it makes no sense that half his identity is protected from hate and the other half isn't. The same ideology driving attacks on Jewish communities, he said, is driving attacks on LGBTQIA+ people. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has hedged, saying the government may look at broader hate speech protections, but only after this bill passes. Some MPs, however, want action now. Independent MP Allegra Spender, whose Bondi electorate has a large LGBTQIA+ population, plans to move amendments to extend the bill before it's debated early next week. A twice-yearly injection that reduced HIV infections by 96% in clinical trials has been registered in Australia. The Therapeutic Goods Administration approved lenacapavir this week. It's the second longest-acting PrEP option to be registered here. It's a potential game changer for people who find daily pills hard to access, stigmatising or difficult to maintain, especially in rural and remote communities. But neither long-acting option is available yet. Health Equity Matters acting CEO James Gray says PPS subsidy is critical to make sure these options actually reach the people who need them. Australia has committed to virtually eliminating HIV by 2030. Long-acting prevention could be the key to getting there, but only if it's affordable. Brazilian tennis player João Lucas Reis da Silva has made history at Melbourne Park this week, becoming the first openly gay man to compete at the Australian Open. The 25-year-old played his first round qualifying match on Monday, losing to Portugal's Enrique Rocha in straight sets. But the milestone still stands. Reis da Silva came out publicly in late 2024, becoming the first active male professional tennis player to do so. Since then, he's climbed more than 200 places in the rankings, from outside the top 400 to a career high of 187. He told reporters he doesn't think he's the only gay player on tour, just the only one who's open about it. And if you missed the Golden Globes earlier this week, it was a big night for queer stories. Emilia Perez, a musical about a cartel boss who transitions, took home 4 awards, including Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy. Its star, Carla Sofia Gascón, became the first trans actress nominated for a leading role, and Zoe Saldana won Best Supporting Actress for the same film. Out lesbian Jodie Foster won Best Actress in a limited series for True Detective. Baby Reindeer, whose lead character dates a trans woman, won Best Limited Series. And Hacks, with its bisexual lead, continued its winning streak with Best TV Comedy. And Sydney Festival is in full swing, celebrating its 50th anniversary with a stack of queer programming. Opening tonight at Carriage Works is Anito, a queered Filipino ghost story from artist Justin Telplacido. Also running, queer disabled artist Dan Dore in Exe, Travis Alabanza's acclaimed Burgers, and Death by PowerPoint, where queer collectives take over a working funeral home. Sydney Festival runs until January 25th. That's the Rainbow Briefing for Thursday the 15th of January. This is independent queer community media and your support is crucial to its success. Share the bulletin, tell your community, and if you've got news to share, head to rainbowbriefing.com.au.